My name is Theo Hill, and I'm straight from the hood. There's a crisis going down in Baltimore, 3 miles down the road, where there's gun violence and a whole bunch happening right here in our community. That's the elephant that's in the room tonight. Now, I might not have the answers on what to do, but I do know that we will start talking about it. And when I get on my podcast and I talk about one day at a time, in recovery in Baltimore, I'm talking about what's going on in our community, the whole community. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was born May 17th, 1954. Now, those who are historians, that's a very significant date in African-American history, because it was the date that the Supreme Court, Brown versus the Board of Education in Kansas, declared segregation unconstitutional. And after that, the schools were segregated, and people had to live together at that particular time. Now, most of us in here, I'm going to say all of us, are not dumb to what's going on in our community. There's still a race problem. There's still a communication problem. However, we will start talking about that. And the panel, they got a panel after this, y'all. They didn't invite me. I'm mad. But anyway, we're going to move on. On that significant date that I was born, my parents, my father was in the military. He was a military man, and he was very strict. And when I was growing up, I suppressed all my feelings when I was around him. But, man, you want to talk about a party animal? When I went out in the street, I was a free man. And what happened was I was attracted to a certain group of people. And these people happened to be alcoholics and drug addicts. And I got involved. And I got involved for so long that it took a spiritual awakening for me to get in recovery. I didn't come to recovery by asking God for, please help me. I came to recovery because of pain. I was 45 years old, still in the street, still chasing drugs, still drinking alcohol, and I ain't have a place to stay. I was homeless. And then finally, I understand why God put me through that. He didn't put me through, I put it through myself. But I understand the training by being in the military that I had to go through all of that 32 years of active addiction in order to be on this stage tonight. So the day was November the 20th, 1999, and that's a significant date. Prince said, we're going to party till it's 1999. It just so happened to go along with my story. Okay, but anyway, this is what happened. Fast forward. And they haven't hit the bell yet, have they? Hey, they might hit it on me, though, y'all. So I got clean. God got me clean. He lifted the veil off my eyes, right? He gave me an opportunity to see where I was living at. And I made a vow that I would never live like that again, that I was going to get clean and I was going to find out what my purpose in life was. But the first thing I had to do was I had accumulated some charges in Howard County, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Baltimore City. See, just because you get clean don't mean them charges gonna come up off you. I'm letting y'all know that now. So the judge gave me, like, he gave me 4 years, which is not, you don't put, if you ever go to prison, don't tell nobody how much time you got. They was mad at me. You got what? Anyway, what I did was when I was in there, I started a program, right, about recovery, one day at a time, in recovery, in prison. And I came home in 2003, and I continued on my path of recovery. I went to school. I got a BA from Sojourner Douglas College. Thank you. But I ain't stopped there. I said, the BA is fine, but you're going to carry this thing. So I went on to Coppin and got two more master's degrees, right? And what I got them in was rehabilitation counseling, which is mental health, which justifies me being here. And the other one was substance abuse, right? And they call it co-occurrent now, where they both go hand in hand. And so I got a job, but by nature, I'm a truck driver. And that's what I do. This is my uniform, got my name on and stuff. And I do that all day. Matter of fact, I got to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go up to New Jersey to make a delivery. Then come back, and then I go to the treatment facility where I work at in Glen Burnie. And then after that, Friday, I got the podcast to do. So my life now is, I wouldn't trade it in for the world. It's real busy, and it's fruitful. But I just want to say to everybody in the audience, thanks for letting me share.